You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Brian Mercer, the CEO and brewmaster, and David Hollop, Director of Finance and Operations for Brewery West, one of the United States' most awarded craft beer brewers. They are currently building a 26,000 square foot craft beer brewery in Los Angeles, California, which will make it the largest in that metropolitan area. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, Brian, if you would, how did Brewery West come about?
Yeah, so I was a struggling photographer, and I sort of got into home brewing and fell in love with Belgian-style beer. And we've got other calls coming through here. But anyway, so I just kept home brewing and following this thread of these Belgian beers and trying to figure out these flavors. And it led me to Belgium and this special caramelized sugar that goes in all these world-famous Belgian beers. And so I flew over there and I made a partnership and started distributing that sugar to breweries in the U.S. and Canada, and for the next 5 or 6 years just really grew that business, and we ended up working with all the craft breweries in the U.S. But it also gave me an opportunity to go back and forth to Belgium several times a year and get to meet all of these famous brewers and have access and learn about brewing firsthand. And I just sort of fell in love with that. And after about 6 years of selling the sugar, just wanted to get started brewing. I started brewing at other breweries and distributing from there. And it just grew. And now now we have an opportunity to build our own facility. So we couldn't be more excited to finally have a home. So
certainly impressive. Now, David, if you would, what were the challenges of creating a craft beer brewery from your perspective?
Well, probably the biggest challenge in building the brewery at this point, it's a capital-intensive business, so going out and finding the money to actually do the construction and buy all the equipment, it's quite a process, and it presents a lot of challenges. So that's probably the biggest one. That's the one we faced, and I would say the other one is it's becoming a more and more crowded market. So, differentiating our product and, getting consumers to the craft beer fans and buyers to, come on board with what we're doing and buy our beer is an ongoing challenge for us and I think all the other craft brewers out there. So I would say those are probably the two biggest ones that come to mind.
Now, Brian, what have been the rewards so far and what you've been able to create here?
Yeah, for me, I'm just tickled to be a part of all of this amazing change that's happening in craft brewing. You know, when I got started 10 years ago with home brewing and then starting the sugar company, there just was not this much attention being paid and focus and so much interest in craft brewing. It was so difficult to find a lot of these beers, and now so many breweries are opening, and there's so many people that are doing just wonderful things that to me that's satisfying, just to be a part of such an amazing change. On a more personal level, I suppose, I just want to learn how to make great beer, and we get a kick out of seeing our beer travel to other countries and states, and now we're building this facility, so it's just amazing. You got to come see our building.
Sounds like a lot of exciting things going on and what you being able to accomplish to date. Today we're joined by Brian Mercer, CEO and brewmaster, along with David Hollop, the Director of Finance and Operations for Brewery West, one of the United States' most awarded craft beer brewers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. David, would you recommend getting into brewing beer as an entrepreneur?
Well, it's If you love craft beer, I guess maybe I'll give a little bit of my background, and that might give some people some thoughts about it. I used to work in finance, and I went to law school, and I was a lawyer, and I never thought of myself that I would get into craft beer, as you know, on the entrepreneurial side. But it's been a great experience so far, and it's like any business, there's a lot of risks and challenges. But if you're passionate about craft beer, and I think it's a great industry right now. There's a lot of great people, and people are really excited about what's happening, and all the new breweries that are opening, and just all the great beer that's being made. So if you love beer, and like I said, it's like any other business. It's not always easy, but I certainly have found it very rewarding, and I think Brian feels the same way. So,
I've been in it for so long that I don't know any other industry at the moment. I was in photography before, but I don't know if it says I think that there's other industries perhaps that are maybe more sexy or like more attractive for whatever reason. This is a lot of cleaning and organizing and focus on production, so you're really involved, you're there day to day. As opposed to maybe having a web business or something. So, it may not be for everybody, but I think that it's a living product. There's a lot of care and attention that goes into it. And, there's an art, there's a cooking aspect to it. There's also that public connection where you're making something that somebody's enjoying. You may get a high five online because of it, or you may not. So you're getting that feedback too. If you enjoy that sort of relationship and that much focus and attention to detail for something, then it may be for you. It certainly is for me.
Yeah, and if I could just jump back in. I think like Brian said, from an entrepreneurial perspective, if you just know what types of businesses, it might be worth into from that perspective. At the end of the day, it is your product, and it doesn't have the appeal, perhaps, or the upside. That may be creating an app or some technology companies might have today. And so from that perspective, like Brian said, the other side of it, there's a lot of actually be involved in it, and from an operator's perspective, it's great. But maybe as a entrepreneur, or just thinking about it from a financial perspective, maybe there's other industries that I would say, offer more or upside.
Yep, and this is Brian jumping in really quickly. I just want to add one thing too, though. I think that's one part of it that I find really refreshing, is that sense that it's not technology driven. It is very hands on. It is, I think of it more of gardening and cooking and art. There's that that immediate relationship. If you're not working through a screen, you're not on the computer all day. I mean, you have that too, but I don't know. There's something really refreshing about that. For me, it's less of a computer and more of a relationship with people in the product and the process. So,
how did your families feel about brewing beer as a job or career, Brian? If you could lead that off, and then David.
Well, for me, my family couldn't be more excited. My wife is she really likes the industry too, and my kids love. I've got three kids, and so every time I go pick them up from school, there's always drawings on the wall of beer and. So it makes for interesting conversation at the school pickups, but and they're all wearing beer shirts, of course, ours. But I don't think that they could be more enthusiastic, really.
My family's been supportive as well. Like I said, I had other careers before beer, and it was probably unexpected for many of them that I turned down this road. They've been very supportive. And I think some of the older folks in my family aren't as up on the craft beer scene and may not understand exactly what I'm doing. But the more I tell them about what's going on and what I'm doing, they've been extremely supportive.
Lastly, if you had one answer to help someone else, either who is starting a brewery or another business, what would your advice be, David, for starters, then Brian?
Planning, I think, is probably the first thing that comes to mind, you know, and making sure you have a good business plan and an idea of, you know, a direction where you're headed. I guess maybe this is a second piece of advice, but in my mind it's related, is just talk to as many people in the industry and, you know, meet people who can help you out with where you're trying to get, because I think that that's been really valuable for us is, you know, working with so many people, you know, in building a brewery, there's, you know, just in our specific industry, there's just so many things involved in terms of, you know, planning and permitting and, you know, equipment. So, yeah, just trying to stay ahead of all that so that, you know, once things actually start moving, you're prepared and you're not caught off guard. So.
Yeah, and for me, this is Brian, I just feel like you can't take no for an answer. I mean, this is probably, I would assume, for most businesses. It's so difficult to get anything off the ground. There's so much work, and there's just a row of people. There's just so many people in your way telling you no. And every person that says no, you just, or every sign, everything that is a no or a roadblock, I mean, you can't listen to that at all. And I guess the difficult part is knowing when you have hit the end versus when you're about to turn the corner and know when to just keep on pushing. And I hope I keep knowing.
Well, gentlemen, it certainly has been great to have had you. Best of success. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Brewery West online?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's Brewery West, but it's spelled the Flemish way. So BROUWERIJ. WEST. And additionally, you can just type in regular spelling Brewery West and it'll route you there too.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice touch there. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. It's brewerywest.com, and thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with both Brian Mercer, CEO and Brewmaster, along with David Hollop, Director of Finance and Operations for Brewery West, one of the United States' most awarded craft beer brewers, currently building a 26,000-square-foot craft beer brewery in Los Angeles, California, which will make it the largest in that metropolitan area. And once again, the website of reference is brewerywest.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.